At one time, the most popular scripture verse among people was John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. But in recent times, the most popular verse has become Matthew chapter 7, verse 1, which says, "Judge not, that you be not judged." I think this has become popular because people want to avoid being told or want to keep from being told or keep from hearing that they are sinners. Everyone has sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, and that's in the Bible too. So we don't want to be called to account for our bad actions. Jesus' teaching on this was twofold. Listen to what he said, Matthew chapter 7, beginning verse 1. "Judge not, that you be not judged. For what judgment you judge, you shall be judged. And with what measure you use, it shall be measured to you again. And why do you look at the speck that is in your brother's eye, but you do not consider the plank that is in your own eye? Or how will you say to your brother, 'Let me pull out the speck out of your eye, and look, a plank is in your own eye'? You hypocrite, first cast out the plank out of your own eye, then you shall see clearly to cast the speck out of your brother's eye." You see, Jesus said that we're not to judge someone's eternal destiny. That's God's work. "Judge not, that you be not judged." That's a Greek word, krima, which means the result of being judged. That is the sentence. Do not condemn anyone. Don't sentence anyone because you do not know. And then Jesus says, don't be overly critical about small things of others when you've got your own problems. We do need to help one another. Jesus said, if you get things straightened out yourself, then you can see more clearly to help others with their problems. But don't be excessively critical, and don't condemn anyone to hell because you're not the judge. It does not mean that we are not to observe the bad actions of others. And Jesus, just a few verses later, says, "Beware of false prophets that come to you in sheep clothing, but inwardly they're ravening wolves. You shall know them by their fruits." In other words, Jesus says you can be a judge of people's actions to evaluate them. But it's not up to us to condemn someone to hell. That's God's judgment. And we're not to be overly critical of small things. Let's pray. Father, I pray in Jesus' name that you would help me to live according to Jesus' words today. The judgment of people, their eternal destiny is not given unto me or to any other human being except Jesus Christ. And I pray you would help me, O Lord, not to condemn people. I would pray also, Lord, that you would help me with my own problems that I have, the plank that may be in my eye, that I may help others, that they may take the speck out of their eye, with love and goodwill, never being overly critical or judgmental. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.